Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
It's fiscally responsible and it's paid for. And these plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit.
According to the Congressional Budget Office Thursday, that is misinformation by President Biden. In fact, the social spending bill, or Build Back Better, will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. The House tried to push the bill through Congress in the middle of the night, early Friday morning, but Representative from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, kept talking until Congress adjourned for the night.
This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
The news outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night to either photograph jurors or intimidate them. MSNBC denies any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
After all these years, the murder trial of civil rights champion Malcolm X reveals law enforcement got the wrong guys.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s, but Islam died in 2009. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More than 800 Activision Blizzard employees are calling for CEO Bobby Kotick to resign in an open letter. It seems to be about employees wanting to unionize their 9,500 employees. World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, Overwatch, and more are part of the Blizzard platform. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Congress was attempting to push through President Biden's social spending program in the middle of the night, Washington time. Early Friday morning, Republican representative from California, Kevin McCarthy, from the House floor, kept talking until proceedings were shut down for the night. Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to push the vote again Friday morning.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents, but you're not hiring one new person to protect the border. And what is the job of the IRS agents? They're going after Americans. And what Americans are they going after? Any one of you that spends $28 in one single day. If you go to Starbucks, if you simply put 3 gallons of gas in your car, and you go through a drive-thru, maybe you get a dollar meal at McDonald's. IRS is coming for you. You're proud of that fact. That's what you held the CBO up for. How much money can we get from Americans by auditing them? You know what you just provided? Who you're auditing? You're auditing 1.2 million more Americans. You're breeding this bill on the premise that you don't trust Americans. And you know what Americans you're going after? One half of those 1.2 million are people who earn $75,000 or less. That's what you're trying to pay this bill from. How bounce is not in order, Mr. Speaker.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only Horace Cooper getting ready to join us. Meanwhile, I don't know if you heard this, Nancy Pelosi said the Build Back Better Act of $1.75 trillion, that spending bill that, you know, the CBO and others are saying it's, $1.75 is what they're touting, but it's probably going to be more like $4.5 to $5 trillion. She said, believe it or not, this is unbelievable, fully paid for, it reduces the deficit, and it grows the economy. And she says she's got experts. Nobel Prize winning economist. I mean, what Nobel Prize winning economist, unless he was paid to, you know, give some sort of endorsement for this, would go along with this? I mean, this is something that only AOC as an econ, I think she got her degree in economics, supposedly from Boston. And I think they called and they want it back because they don't want to be associated because the gal is missing something when it comes to into basic math. And Horace Cooper is here. We're going to talk about what's going on, the latest with Kyle Rittenhouse as well. He is the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm still kind of in shock of the statements that Nancy Pelosi made about this Build Back Better Act. I mean, if it's not going to cost anything, then, you know, again, like others said, why stop at $1.75 trillion? Let's do $10 trillion. Let's do $20 trillion. It costs anything. And if it's going to grow the economy and it's not going to impact inflation, I mean, we'd be silly not to just go to the max, right? If you really believe that.
So our good friends on the left are doing the financial equivalent of the perpetual energy machine. The more it moves, the more it moves. It would be amazing if you just started the air conditioning or generator or your car, and you had this an amazing invention that even in the 18th century, people thought that such a thing might work and then realized, no, it won't. We're doing the same thing financially. What we're going to do is we're going to spend more, and by spending more, we're going to have more, and it won't cost us anything, and the more we spend, the better off we're going to be. The real question is, why would you stop at the 1.75, which, by the way, for the last 2 weeks, they've been telling us is the 1.85, and which now, even with the constraints that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, has to operate, you're looking at a $2.25 trillion-dollar program, and that outside entities that don't have the constraints that the CBO is operating under, say, is a $5 trillion. But why stop at any of those numbers? Why wouldn't you have a $25 trillion? If the more you spend, the better off you are, and the since it's a net zero, keep going.
Yes, exactly. Well, and President Biden has been telling us, and Jen Psaki as well, the other genius, says that the problem we have with the economy right now is we're just being too consumeristic. We got too much money, and we want to buy too much stuff. So the answer is give them more money.
So if anybody was paying attention, we were much younger. I'm not sure how old Jen Psaki was, but she was alive. When you would go and video, if you could, and wouldn't be arrested, in the former Soviet Union, the grocery stores, what you saw was when something actually was available, broke and poor people rushed in to get it, because if they didn't get it today, they wouldn't have it. When this pandemic first started, we saw this phenomenon and we recognized it for what it was. People rushed in to get the toilet paper. People rushed in to get the mask and other protective means of limiting the risk of COVID-19. It wasn't because they were rich. It wasn't because they had extra cash. They were worried that if they didn't get it today, they wouldn't be able to get it tomorrow. That's exactly all that we are seeing. We're cannibalizing tomorrow's purchases with activities today out of fear, not out of some level of increased wealth.
Well, to your point, Horace, I've been here in Florida for 12 years. Okay, I went from earthquake territory to hurricanes, and that's exactly what happens during hurricane season. People come in, they buy up all the water, toilet paper, everything else, shelves are empty, and then a week after the hurricane threat is gone, then they want to bring everything back. The stores have now wised up and said, okay, when you take it, there's no refunds, but it took them like 12 years to figure this out. At least the 12 that I've been here, I would have said that a lot sooner, but it just got to be so abusive. So to your point, the other thing that happened, of course, in Russia as well, and I had a dear friend who was a missionary, and he married a gal from Poland. Well, you know, they grew up behind the Iron Curtain, exactly what you were saying. It was worse yet that they would, a truck would pull up in the neighborhood selling something, and they all queued up. They didn't know what they were going to get. They didn't know if it was a garden hose. They didn't know if it was toilet paper, whatever it was. They just queued up because they felt if they got whatever it was that was on that truck, they would barter it and trade and do whatever they needed to do. Well, you got to imagine the amazement of this young woman. She comes to California because my friend was from Long Beach, California. He brings her to meet the family, and he takes her to a grocery store. Could you imagine what went through her mind? She was in absolute shock, tears rolling down her face. She had never seen anything like this in her entire life, seeing all the vegetables and fruits and everything and shelves stacked with things to buy, and she just could not believe that her country was, you know, fighting for food and doing, and in Long Beach, California, you could just pull into a grocery store and fill up your bag with whatever you needed and wanted.
Yes, and here's the beauty, because we knew that if we forgot something, we went on home, we didn't turn around and rush back, because we could go back tomorrow, or we could go back next week. The phenomenon that we're witnessing right now is that there is elevated purchasing. I have to tell you, I got the Thanksgiving turkey earlier than I've ever purchased it before. I was more worried not that the price was going to be high, and that's the real worry for a lot of households. I was kind of worried, they just would say, we don't have it. The American people are seeing this phenomenon in so many different categories. Circle Back Psaki really needs to see what's really happening in America instead of dismissing this as it's all good. We're just rich now.
You see, this attitude, though, is what is plummeting the president's polling numbers, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it's true. The American people are saying, in circumstance after circumstance, we think you don't understand what's going on, and now that we've said that to you for 90 days, we think you're intending to do what's hurting us.
Yes. Yeah, this is amazing. And so part of the answer is give them more money. The other thing is, let's bring in a Soviet-trained economist into the mix, because they have such a successful track record and proof of this is how it works, and this works so effectively for Russia, right?
Is it comrade or is it scholar? I think the Senator Kennedy from Louisiana was asking a fair question.
That's a fair question. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And Horace Cooper, yes, the legal analyst, continues with us. Horace, I did want to get to your read. We're entering, we completed 3 days. We're entering our fourth day of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And this is interesting because you have kind of bookends here. You have the Rittenhouse trial, and then also you have the Aubrey case as well, which is, quite interesting. both involving guns, both involving self-defense, positioning here. But let's talk Rittenhouse first. What's your read that the jury has been out for this length of time? Is it leading to a deadlock or and something where the judge, I think the judge has been feeling real uncomfortable the way the prosecution has been handling this, and he might end up, imposing his rule on this. I think we might be set up for this. I don't know. What do you read?
So there's no doubt that the number of missteps on the part of the prosecution, the trial-type missteps, are putting us in a circumstance where this judge may feel that he needs to just take control. I'm actually surprised that he hasn't already done that with the severity of these and frequency of these missteps. But I want to speak broader, and that is there is no white supremacist threat in the United States. When the president stood up and said that we have evidence either available through the Department of Defense, he didn't exactly say where, but the one of the biggest or greatest threats facing our country was white supremacy and the dangerous threats that that posed. There just is no evidence of that. And I came on your show shortly after saying we asked them to release this information. So the media has been using the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and the Ahmaud trial to enhance the narrative that there is, in fact, a white supremacy threat in America. If we were to view both of these trials outside of the context of white supremacy, I think we would have a far better understanding or comprehension of this process. I am concerned that the jury, at least in the Rittenhouse trial, is being intimidated. We've got MSNBC staffers following the jury bus. We have protests taking place outside of the courthouse loud enough that the clerk and other staffers say it's very likely the jury can hear. And we have $50 million worth of damage that was done just last year under the phony claim that white America does not support the aspirations, hopes, and dreams of black America. That was always a lie. It continues to be a lie. It is not true that there is an epidemic of black individuals being gunned down by white individuals. That's just simply not statistically true. And yet, that's the complaint that I have, is that our media, which should be fact-checking, every single time the president issued a tweet when Donald Trump was president, they stopped whatever they were doing in order to find a way to contextualize or fact-check. Now, one of the times when the American people need them most, they have refused to explain that this is the exact example of what it means. This is axiomatic of self-defense in this case. Regardless, the media could say, how the jury rules, this is what a self-defense case looks like. And then say, and if he's not acquitted on the basis of self-defense, what does this say about American society? That should have been the approach. So shame, shame on the media for instead arguing that this is a case of yet another example of the white supremacists at work. No evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, the other thing that's being overlooked by the media is really who should be on trial here. It isn't Rittenhouse. I mean, this is what it seems quite clear. It is the leadership of Wisconsin, because had they done their job and taken the advice and counsel of then President Trump, who said, look, let's send in the we got it handled. We don't need a National Guard. Stay out of it. We don't want anything to do with you. And then here you have all this destruction going on, and you have a 17-year-old coming in and defending property and defending the people and helping people. He's cleaning up graffiti. I mean, this is kind of like a broken windows kind of thing. You know, let's make the area look good. I mean, he's there to serve the community, and you've got a 17-year-old doing the job of what adults, the leadership, the government leadership of the city, of the state, and law enforcement should be doing. And I know law enforcement was told to step down.
Stand down.
And stand down, they were told. Yes, exactly.
Governor Evers says he's not sorry for any of the poor decisions that took place. Now, let's remember, $50 million of insurance payments or assessments, even if those payments haven't been made. Last January, a huge winter storm hit in the state of Texas. My mother's house received nearly $55,000 worth of damage. As of November 19, that claim has not yet been paid. I saw these memes throughout the summer last year. It's insured. Let's let people do what they need to do. It could be devastating to a business to have to wait 4, 5, 6, 8 months before they get compensated when their business was destroyed and when their business had absolutely nothing to do with this conflict. Shame on the media for not saying no one should participate in this. These weren't mostly peaceful. These weren't partially peaceful. They weren't even barely peaceful. It was a riot, and that damage level should never be encouraged. And right now, that's what the media should be editorializing.
Well, the other thing, too, Horace, $50 million is what we're talking about today. The long-term implications and loss is extensive because you have many businesses. I'm out of here. I'm not coming back. So there's no jobs. There's no taxes that they can collect. It's all going to vapor away. And these people are going to take their money, and they're not necessarily going to rebuild in Wisconsin. They're going to rebuild somewhere else.
Look how long Buffalo took, and there was no riot. Look how long Buffalo took when economic devastation hit Buffalo. It was almost 100 years. Detroit is still experiencing this. There are hollowed out cities all across, and now we're going to add Kenosha to that. Even if some people got full coverage, a lot of people were under covering their insurance because insurance isn't free. And so when this came out of nowhere, there were a number of instances where the insurance company said, no, this is an act of God. We're not covering that. There were some that had no insurance. Then there were others who say, I'm going to take my check, as you just said, and I'm moving on. This is going to be a devastating event in 2020, and shame on the media. As I wrote in my most recent Newsmax piece, shame on the media for not actually giving the American people the real information, the truth that they need. An all-white experience here, a white defendant, the so-called victims were all white. The entire defense and prosecuting team is white. Almost everybody on the jury is white. To now say this is a black-white problem rather than say what really is going on, shame on the media for their coverage in this case.
Is Rittenhouse going to end up with a Sandman type of benefit after all is said and done? I understood that Nick Sandman did send a note to Rittenhouse, a note of encouragement for all that this young man has been maligned with, even including the President of the United States. There might be some beneficial reward at the end of this terrible rainbow for this young kid.
He was under 18 when all of these comments were being made, whereas the president's statements, President Biden's, were irresponsible, but they're likely not covered by libel statutes. MSNBC, CNN, and a whole host of commentators, their comments are going to be libel. And if there is a judgment of acquittal, I promise you, we're going to see those lawsuits.
Horace Cooper, happy Thanksgiving, my friend. He's a nationally recognized legal commentator. Take care.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's fiscally responsible and it's paid for. And these plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit.
According to the Congressional Budget Office Thursday, that is misinformation by President Biden. In fact, the social spending bill, or Build Back Better, will add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. The House tried to push the bill through Congress in the middle of the night, early Friday morning, but Representative from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, kept talking until Congress adjourned for the night.
This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
The news outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. A news producer from MSNBC followed the jury van last night to either photograph jurors or intimidate them. MSNBC denies any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Also good to have my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. John, how are we doing?
Oh, busy is good. We're doing good.
Well, there's plenty to be busy about right now in light that if that's all that is going on, our oppressive government, and all that you've been warning about is now right before our eyes now. What are we, the people, going to do about it?
It's going to be very, very difficult. I'm writing a lot on it and researching a lot. And the deeper I go on the research, the worse it looks, because the government's been doing this ever since 9/11 with the U.S. Patriot Act, in terms of how they're watching us and all the things they're doing, because we live in a total police state now. I mean, there are fusion centers around the country. These are big, big office complexes with screens surrounding the rooms, and the military and the FBI, the NSA, the local police all work together. And so what I'm seeing with some of the stuff is pretty darn scary, what's happening, some of these raids. I don't know if you saw the raid on Sharona Bishop out in Colorado, who's a homeschooler who protested at school board meetings.
Yes.
But very scary situation. I mean, they did a SWAT team raid on her and handcuffed her 18-year-old daughter and drug her up the stairs with her hoodie on. And they came through a door in a battering ram, and they left a so-called warrant behind saying that there was concern about computer whatever was happening in the community. But the point is, she's an activist, and we're seeing more and more of this. And with some of the strong language coming out of the White House saying basically either do it or we're coming to get you, and they're saying that basically. I don't know if you saw yesterday Joan Psaki, the White House press secretary, when they asked her about the vaccine mandate, she said this: nothing has changed.
Right.
She said, "I'm really pushing you people to do this." So,
even though the federal court has said no mandates.
Yes, they're moving forward, and when you have activists around the country, so protesting, and what they're really upset about is protesting the COVID mandates in the schools and stuff like that. When you have in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a case we're looking into personally to maybe possibly get involved in, the school board president there, parents who were protesting the COVID mandate, he was collecting files on them, including photos, personal finances, dossier on their history, and watching them. And that was leaked to the press. So when you've got school board members, these are all state officials, you've got watching what we're doing, when you've got every facet of the government watching what you're doing, the key ingredient in the Bill of Rights is our Fourth Amendment, which says the government should not be watching you or doing anything unless they have some evidence that you're moving in a direction illegally. And what we're seeing today is wherever we go, in stores or whatever, smart cities are growing quickly now under the Biden administration across the country. They're meeting. All the cameras now in those cities are going to be watching everything you're doing. The drones are up ahead with surveillance and facial recognition software. We're in a bad sci-fi movie where the people who are in charge have basically no ethics. Mm-hmm.
Right, and they have full control of the video, and they're going to edit. They're going to use it as they feel, you know, justified to do so. I mean, that's clear as to what happened. All that you're talking about is, you know, really on full display as a result of January 16th and this QAnon shaman sentencing yesterday after being, what was he, in solitary confinement for over 300 days.
Yes.
This is disgusting. So
Americans,
if that isn't a warning. Yeah.
That's Guantanamo. They're treating Americans now in certain situations like they're extreme terrorists, the people who might have done 9/11 or whatever, and they're totally overreacting. And with the FBI now doing the SWAT team raids, that is really scary, let me tell you. There are over 80,000 SWAT team raids across the country, mainly by local police, but now you have the FBI conducting them. We saw it on Roger Stone. We saw all these, the way they're treating people. Listen, they're not treating us. Listen, you can commit a crime, but you still have dignity. We're human beings, and we should be treated that way. No government should be treating us as if we're their slaves. And that's what I'm seeing happening right now. Technology moves forward, as Facebook is moving into this metaverse, which I've written about, idea that they can create artificial reality. People are not going to know what's going on. We're moving into a future that, if you watch some of the sci-fi movies, Blade Runner is a good one, The Matrix, we've been warned, folks.
Yeah. Well, that's what promotes chaos, is confusion. You go out there and you confuse the holy what have you out of the constituency, and they don't know what to believe, and this is where we are. We've been pummeled and propagandized by the mainstream media and those that we've relied on previously. And we're finding out slowly but surely we can no longer count on them. As you've often said, and I've quoted you as well, is that it's knowledge that precedes action. And that is a rallying cry that we have to make sure. And it's the right knowledge. It's not what you perceive as knowledge, but we've got to, which really, you know, goes down to that that basic premise, John, is that if it's not bathed in the truth, if it's not predicated in the truth, then that's not knowledge. That's just propaganda. And that's just somebody else's opinion. Now, the other thing to your point here, the Department of Justice was real clear, which I think was quite ironic considering what Merrick Garland had to say about the parents in Virginia. They said that they had requested a hard sentence, you know, for Chance Lee. This was the QAnon shaman who was all dressed up in the headgear, as you'll recall. They said they wanted a harsh sentence for Chance Lee to set an example among those participating in the events of January 6th at the nation's capital. And dare I say, not only those on January the 6th, but anybody right now beyond that time that think that they should resist Joe Biden and this oppressive government.
Yeah, well, Garland's also said that he's directing law enforcement across the country, federal, state, and local, to investigate parents or anyone who are so-called threats. He's basically, if today you exercise your First Amendment freedoms, you are an extremist. And extremist today is someone who can be rounded up based on no evidence whatsoever. All they have to do is have some allegations now, and they will do the SWAT team raids. Like I say, 80,000. They're killing a lot of dogs daily. All kinds of things are happening, which are really crazy. I've talked to local police, a lot of them now, that are pulling back on some of this because they feel things have gone much too far. But I agree with you 100%. It doesn't take much today for you to be on the list, and we are all on the list. People don't realize that there's a list that the federal government has had for years called Maine Corps, where they collect the names of people that will be rounded up in times of distress. Rounded up in times. Who's going to round them up? It's going to be the Army, the National Guard. It's going to be the FBI. It's going to be your local police. They work together. I work with local police that have FBI, that actually work with FBI in their offices, who come and spend time there and train them. But the FBI, folks, I've written on this over and over out there. But my book, Battlefield America, where I go into what the FBI has been like over its history, and it's not been good.
Yes.
Whoever is the political enemy, they go after.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And this is coming out quite clearly as we find out how corrupt the FBI was, even in the investigation of this dossier that led to an incredible amount of the people's money being spent, somewhere upwards of $50, $70 million of the people's money, and led to an impeachment of a president.
Yes. But like I say, they do what they want to do. They're going to do it. And the reason they're going to do it is because the American people are putting up with it. But most Americans, by the way, are oblivious to what's going on. They believe what they read and they believe what they see on the news. And I keep telling them, what did James Madison say, who wrote our Bill of Rights? We often mistrust all those in power. That includes
exactly.
The media.
Mm-hmm.
Be very questioning.
The other thing to draw out of the situation that happened on the January 6th Capitol incursion and these prisoners is it's being reported, John, that they are being told they must disavow any connection or loyalty to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, to your point, these FEMA camps that they're getting ready to, that are all set up and ready for us to go and be reindoctrinated, they're there for their use. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from John after this.
Sponsored by Humana. Attention veterans, if you are 65 or over and considering Medicare Advantage, you will need to select your plan before the December 7th annual enrollment period deadline. Ed Sandrick of Humana shares helpful information.
To help select a plan that meets your individual health needs, be sure to make a list of questions and turn to reliable sources such as informational websites and meetings with licensed health insurance agents who can help you understand plan options and maximize your Medicare benefits. This is especially important for veterans, since there are Medicare plans that can provide the coverage you need and round out the benefits you may already have through the VA, like the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which is available to all eligible individuals, but was designed with veterans in mind.
To learn more about Humana plans, which are recommended by USAA, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SMP, PPO, PPO-SMP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot, just in time for the holiday season. Office Depot customers can now enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup, helping to get orders faster and easier than ever before. Customers can also save all season long, both online and in-store, on office furniture, laptops, monitors, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials. From now until the end of the year, Office Depot will feature new daily and weekly holiday deals to help small business owners, remote professionals, students, and teachers finish 2021 strong and prepare for the new year ahead. And don't forget about additional chances to save on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shoppers can also stretch their dollars further this season with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. With Office Depot, holiday time is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for every wish list. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, John Whitehead, continues with us. John, before we get too deep in another topic here, I did want to give some time to the Eric Blair Diaries, your new book, Battlefield of the Dead. It's 1984. 100 years forward, right? And I will say this to the audience. This is the kind of book you pick up. You cannot put it down. Although I had to force myself to put it down because I got interrupted so many times. But I'm setting some time aside. But I will say to you that once you pick this book up and you start getting into it, it is so compelling and so rich. The way you talk about the dystopian future that George Orwell had predicted you write for 1984. Finally arrived 100 years late and 10 times as brutal. To save all that he loves, Orwell will have to travel between his future self, Eric Blair, Orwell's descendant, and unwitting heir to his legacy and the past. That is that's kind of the setup for the Eric Blair Diaries, right?
Yeah, it's a book where I took what I was seeing today and said, what would it look like in the future? And but it is already happening, and it's happening very quick. It's happening much quicker than I thought when I wrote the book. But the book's about a young man who, you said, lives in 2084, and Orwell comes back to visit him and is going to try and just shock at what he's seen, that no one listened to what he had to say. And the world's ruled by robots, artificial intelligence, and that's all coming, by the way. I would encourage your listeners to go to our website at Rutherford.org and read our commentary with my wife called The Metaverse is Big Brother in Disguise. You'll see how far we've down that line. By 2030, Google says they're going to completely fuse the human mind with the computer systems around the world and the Internet. Once they do that, they're going into the metaverse, says Facebook, and people will be wearing glasses and stuff and headgear that will project artificial environments around them. They'll be talking to people who don't exist. You can actually eat food through these things and taste
unbelievable.
It, but it doesn't exist. So that's where we're moving. If we don't, our kids today, I fear for children today who are so addicted to their cell phones, they're not going to be able to know. They're going to be totally controlled by their technological overlords. And the extremist is going to be somebody who says, I do not want to touch that darn thing, that technological device.
What is that going to do about reality here? I mean, reality will be so altered. And that's what I said earlier.
On.
Exactly.
They're doing hologram speakers. Some countries, China's already using what they call synthetics to do their news in some segments. They actually look like human beings. They raise their eyebrows, they move, and they just give the weather or whatever they're doing. But what I've told people, I've been on a lot of those big shows, on CNN or whatever, where I've been interviewed, I've noticed that the person who's directing it, the so-called anchor or whatever, is reading everything off a computer system, a teleprompter.
Yeah, so yeah, without
doubt. You really don't need a lot at that point. All you can use is artificial intelligence. So that's what's coming. It's already here. Elon Musk said it. I've warned you people, but no one's listening until they see the robots coming down the street. And here's the thing I really am concerned about is they're using robotic dogs in different areas around the government. The police are in different states. You're going to have robots. They have robots now that can stand and walk, and they have weapons. They're going to be going through the doors, folks. They're going to be sending human beings through the doors. It's going to be robots.
Yeah, and, RoboCop dogs now, right?
Exactly, RoboCop. Mm-hmm. The RoboCops are ready, too. They walk, they move. I've seen. And I've been warned by some people at NSA saying they think that artificial intelligence has already taken over. It's going to be directly. So we have to wake up at this point in time in history if we're going to say what's going on. And no one's going to be free. Everything's going to be digital.
Uh-huh. And you see, a lot that you're saying right now, John, is, it, like you said, it's already there. I mean, right now, for all intents and purposes, you know, like in the news media, you know, the propagandists, it's all talking heads. They're all echoing, you know, the same speech talk, the same verbiage. I mean, this is the thing that I find quite interesting, that you can be watching Fox one minute and go over to MSNBC and you go, wait a minute, I thought I just changed channels. And, you know, except for, you know, some radical exceptions there, you will hear a repeat of what's being said on all the networks. And you go, do you find that interesting and collusive?
Yeah, but everything we see, food in the food we eat, stuff we read, run by five major corporate entities. And I was surprised I saw that Fox News and MSNBC were basically owned by the same corporate entity.
Of course. You got Vanguard, you got State Street, and you got BlackRock. I always want to say Blackwater, but it's BlackRock. So those three are the predominant ones. Yes, go ahead.
They want to control people. How do you control people? You give them, here's the facts, folks. You got some guy reading it. But here's the point, what I'm trying to say is they're already using the holograms. These are, you know, things that don't exist, but they look like real people giving speeches in different parts of the country. And people don't realize it until the hologram's gone. It just disappears. But it's an actual person somewhere being projected onto a stage. And no president, by the way, either they're afraid of getting shot or what anything happening, they're going to be hiding in their offices in the White House. They're going
to
be sending projections out.
Yeah.
And so
this is the Wizard of Oz without the yellow brick road, ladies and gentlemen. You got to hear this. This is serious stuff. And speaking of your wife, Nisha, by the way, she is not as heralded as she should be. You are a fortunate man. Nisha is brilliant, and you and her have been writing a lot of things together here as the executive director of the Rutherford Institute. And praises to her. And in particular is that I want to call her out for was your joint effort on the road to fascism, paved with vaccine mandates and corporate collusion. This is what we're talking about right now. Go ahead.
Yep, and that's where we're at. I mean, if a government can say to businesses, either do this or everybody's going to get fined, let me ask you this. Do you have private property? Do you have a private business? Who's really? Think about that for a second. If OSHA could come in and say, we can fine you this or we can do this and give you money if you do this or whatever, what does that mean to private property? They're totally doing away with private property. They're turning employers into an army of vaccine enforcers. And there comes a point where whether or not, you know, you agree with the vaccine or whatever, there comes a point in our lives is, are we going to live like this the rest of our existence? Are we being programmed to possibly do something in the future that they'll want? And what do they want, the government? Every government wants the same thing. They want to control you. They want to comply.
Exactly.
They want your tax money. And that's exactly what I'm seeing now. I see a population when all this pulls back to a certain degree we have a population that is looking at one another with more suspicion than it ever has. Communities that are in an uproar, they're permitting SWAT team raids of parents who are objecting to vaccine mandates at schools. I mean, they're not taught speech anymore, that how important free speech is, the right to protest, and all the things that made this country great. There would be no America if there weren't people out here who says, get out of here. I'm going to do what I want to do, Mr. Government. Well, who said that? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, you go down the list, James Madison. Well, their statues, or what's happening to their statues now around the country? They just afforded out of Thomas Jefferson statue in New York, and I went, what? I mean, when you go around the country and see different states, by the way, their proclamations when they said we're going to be independent too, we're going to stand on our own in the early days, it's right out of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, you got a guy named Thomas Jefferson. He was not perfect, but the way they're treating some of these people as if they were the, you know, Nazi, Hitler, stuff like that, which they weren't. Okay, they lived in a society where they did some bad things, but they also promoted some good things. You do away with the good things. Again, I'll go back to George Orwell. He who controls history controls the future.
And exactly.
He controls the future, controls the present.
And, John, we got to remind everybody that this movement right now is being done by a very outrageous few. I mean, probably less than 5%.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So 90, 95% of the people are just going along just to try to keep the peace. But by going along and trying to keep the peace, as you say, meanwhile, you know, the government is a human Pac-Man institution that's chewing up everything in its way. And it's what Pat Riley called the disease of more. And this is what has infested our government is there's just not enough. They just got to keep having more, don't they?
And that thorough Princeton University study I've talked about over and over on many of these programs. They did a detailed study of where money congregated in America. It was Washington, D.C. The professors, this is all, top professors across the country, came to the conclusion that we're ruled by an oligarchic elite of 585 billionaires who worked with contractors and government officials. It's called the deep state eventually. So we're run by 585 people who are making, by the way, the top 12 billionaires in this country made over $300 billion this last year, increasing their wealth. And did they give any of it back? And most of them are tax-free, by the way. They don't pay very much taxes.
And it's such a joke. It's such a joke that the president talks about everybody paying their fair share. And they want to go after the everyman instead of going after the greater abusers. And you look at the government found out long ago when they first instituted the whole tax income tax system was they went, remember, they went after the first, initially after the top 1%. They got the 90, oh yeah, we'll go after the 1%, those greedy SOBs, you know. And then the next year, because, you know, the government went and got bloodied up real quick by all these very wealthy people. And they said, oh man, let's just go after the 90. And it's been that way ever since, right?
Exactly. They want to put us in solitary confinement if we object.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not take a stand against this oppressive totalitarian movement across our country, we don't do it now, it's going to be too late. And some might even suggest that it is too late. But I'm of the mindset, John, as long as we're breathing, as long as there's breath, in our bodies, that we have a chance to fight back and take this great American idea, you know, back in the rightful hands of we the people. What do you say? We got 10 seconds left.
That's it. The great freedom fighters all have that same view. We fight no matter what for freedom.
He's with the Rutherford Institute, the president and founder, John Whitehead. Thank you, John. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population